Hi there. The word for you today is, what are your real motives? In 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, we read, the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive. When Ananias and Sapphira saw others selling their land and giving the proceeds to the church so that the poor could be cared for, they thought it was a great idea, in theory. However, when they sold some land, they withheld part of the money and then lied about it. They wanted increased visibility and spiritual status without paying retail for it. They wanted to look the part without having to pay the price. But Peter exposed their sin. Acts 5 verse 4, he said, you didn't lie to man, you lied to God. Now, not only were their motives exposed, but they both dropped dead. And as a result, the Bible says in verse 10, great fear gripped the entire church and everyone who heard what had happened. One pastor says, and I quote, numerous Sundays I've preached a message that deeply moved the members of my congregation. But ironically, I'd, quote, prepared by arguing with my wife on the way to church, or making life miserable for my children. Years of practice came to my rescue, and I easily morphed into, quote, the pastor, becoming instantly compassionate, holy, and spiritual. I was faking, because feeling needed, respected, and wanted can become as great a motivation as love for Christ. Whoa. Let me give you some scriptures on this topic that should cause us to carefully consider our heart motives. Here's the first one. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. In other words, He'll help you identify and correct your heart motives. Second scripture is Jeremiah 17 verse 10. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward a man according to his conduct, according to what his deeds deserve. So the word for you today is, check your heart motives.